The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evan.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs craft being cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues? What?
Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
This is about as bad on offense as I've seen. I'm shocked there's as many people still here at the game.
Oh, jeez. Troy Aikman. Yeah. Just one of several lines. Let me jump in right there. So, you guys, you haven't been doing this as long as Aikman has, but we know and you know how a lot of the stuff that you guys talk about during games you get from busy with the teams, okay? The coaches, the players, the general managers, and so forth. And I got a sense that Aikman probably was told a lot of the things that we've been told. Hey, we're close. We should be 4-2 instead of 2-4. We're on the right direction. You know, Bowles is playing pretty well. Flacco's playing really well. And it was almost like by the end of the third quarter, he's like, wow, you guys fed me a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bury you for it.
It did have that feel to it, didn't it? There comes a point in a game like that where they came out of halftime. We're still trying to sell the game. Like, hey, listen, this is still pretty close. My halftime tweet is 20-6 is insurmountable. Like, you're not gonna come back from that. Not the way your offense is playing. Not as pathetic as you guys are. That's an insurmountable lead. But you know, I get it. You're trying to sell the game and sell, hey, some adjustments and this, that, and the other, and maybe this thing is not out of hand. I mean, I get it. I get what you're trying to do. But there was a moment there where Troy Aikman was so disgusted with what he had just watched. He's like, that's it. I'm done.
He went, this is, and I want to get on to the other stories, but this is what, in about a 5-minute span of the broadcast, this is what he was quoted as saying. This has been some ugly offensive football regarding Joe Flacco. Let's get a little life out here. Quote, I've seen teams overcome more than this.
Mm.
Very lackadaisical, the whole operation. And then this is about as bad an offense as I've ever seen. I'm shocked there's still as many people at this game. Next on the Morning Brew.
Moore steps up, floats it. Hell, behind the defense, he is gone for the touchdown. No flags.
Look, I don't want to pin this on the defense. The offense was just absolutely dreadful, but Mahomes goes out, and I mean, it's still a football game.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, Matt Moore ended up going out there. He was able to make short pass after short pass when everybody at the stadium and watching knew that was what was coming. And I'll give you another Aikman quote. Fangio's not a blitz guy. I'm surprised he's not selling out. Why didn't he? Why didn't they? You got Matt Moore back there who has literally not taken a rep this season.
Yeah, sitting taking a practice snap all year, and then I'm sitting there watching on the plane going, boy, I wish we had Matt Moore. Man, if we only had Matt Moore.
Why don't you come after him?
I have no idea.
How are you letting 5-yard pass after 5-yard pass after 5-yard pass be completed when everybody knows that's what's coming?
You're so afraid of the speed of Tyreek Hill. The bottom line is you're getting your butt whipped anyhow. You're getting your butt beat. I can't give you the rhyme or reason. Like I said, from the general manager, awful, to the coach, head coach, awful, to the coordinator, awful, to the players, awful. I can't. Like you said, the only silver lining in this is at least now the fan base and everybody else can stop listening to the blowhard wind that comes out of that organization. I mean, honestly, I still believe in the guys. Did you hear that press conference?
Yep.
I still believe in the guys.
Well, let's get to that. Let's get to that next on the Morning Brew.
I still believe in these guys, the players we have, who they are and what they're about. And I think we'll take this extra time to refocus and get going here, which on the second half of the season.
Come on, Vic. Come on, man. I like you. I want to believe in you. But how you can come out and say that, I mean, at that moment, you have to come out and say, I want to apologize to all of Broncos country out there. I want to apologize to every one of you. That was embarrassing. That was awful. I take full responsibility. It starts with me. And that can't continue. Don't give me this. I still believe in these guys. And we'll keep, we'll turn this thing around. We'll keep plugging away. Come on.
That's right. We got, hey, just a few little tweaks.
We're back.
Like four new offensive linemen and a different quarterback. And like you said, and like Aikman said, the lack of urgency, the lack of, did it not look like you were waving the white flag? In a 20-6 game, let's just get out of here, boys. Let's just hand it off and get out of here. I don't want to get hit anymore. I don't like this. Am I the only one that looked like you waved the right flag in a 20-6 game?
Mm-hmm.
20-6 game. Yep. Hey, man, we're done.
We're done.
We're finished.
Matt Moore's out there. We can't come back.
This defense is just too damn good.
Yeah, they're playing downhill.
This defense that could not get off the field for two straight weeks. They got 40 minutes of possession run on them for two straight weeks by two different teams. We made them look like, we tried to send every guy on their defense to the Pro Bowl.
Oh, so some guys, Frank Clark, if he's at the Pro Bowl, you know, he got the Schofield bump last night, didn't he?
He did. He got the Schofield bump. Yep.
Or in this case, it's now known as the Bolsey bump.
The Bolsey bump.
It's the Bolsey bump.
They ran a game at one time. They ran a game. They ran a tackle and tackle game or a tackle line game. I can't even remember what it was. But I was thinking to myself, if I was Frank Clark, I would be hot. I'd be screaming at my coach. Like, you realize I'm playing against 72, right? Don't take me off 72. Like, I'd be livid. Don't you ever call a game in this situation.
I wonder how many people Bolsey's going to send to the Pro Bowl.
Everyone. Well, like if you don't...
5,824.
The kid from the Raiders, Key, basically got benched after he played Bolsey and didn't have any numbers.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we're not going to start you anymore. Yeah, you're going to come off the bench from this point forward.
All right, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.